Hello, and welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer, make bad jokes, and offend most sensible people, all while playing games. In this season, we take on some old-school rule cyclopedia D&D in the Caves of Chaos.
So the idea of we've done enough Demon Lord, not that anyone should stop playing Demon Lord.
Yeah, but fucking retire that game.
Yeah, right. We should go ahead and stop working completely. Anyway,
we're done with this, motherfucker.
We're taking a break on Demon Lord because I want to explore other classic RPGs and contemporary RPGs.
Like Fudge?
Like Fudge. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to play some Rule Cyclopedia D&D, and this is a shout-out to my good buddy Frank Menzer, who's probably not listening to this at all, but we're playing your damn game. All right, so how we're going to do this is this, and the important part of this is the edition, which, in fact, it was a red box before this one, that got me started playing role-playing games. And the adventure, if we get to it tonight, which we should, is the very first adventure I played through as a D&D nerd. So I'm hoping that this will probably not recapture any of the magic that I had then, but you never know. We might have a good time. So we're going to run through character creation, and I'm a little rusty, so bear with me. But the very first thing you're going to do is you have six ability scores, or you have six abilities, and that goes strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, constitution, and charisma, which, fans at home, is the proper fucking order for abilities in D&D. Not any other kind of fucking arrangement, that's the one. Anyway, so what you're going to do is you're going to roll three six-sided dice, you're going to add them up and put them in the score box. You're going to go right down the row. There's no 4d6, no fucking around. This is straight, hardcore, roll the dice.
Dibs on the fighter, rolled 17.
Damn, I rolled 15. I thought it was going to well.
That is, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's really good for three dice, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
15.
I am spent already.
Can't wait till someone rolls a 3.
This rolls 7 roll for constitutions.
13, 12, 5.
Of course, Dan. You have a 5?
Yes.
What's your 5 in?
Cha.
Ah, good. Cha.
Cha.
Jesus Christ.
So we're doing the modifiers.
Wow,
the same
I'm
way.
Incredibly.
No, they are. Average. We'll get there. They're a little different.
What did you say you rolled in Constitution 5?
7.
I rolled 4.
Shit.
I retract my dibs on the fighter.
All right, once you're done with that, we'll talk about choosing your character class, because that's your next most important thing. Are you all good?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
No.
Okay, later. So in basic Dungeon Dragons, or Rule Cyclopedia Dungeon Dragons, there are four basic character classes, and there are three racial character classes and one special character class, which I doubt any will qualify for. If you have a high wisdom, you might consider playing a cleric. If you have a high strength, you might be a fighter, high intelligence, magic user, high dexterity, thief. Now, if you have a high strength and a constitution of 9, you can be a dwarf.
I'm done.
If you have a high strength and intelligence and an intelligence of 9, you can be an elf.
What's high?
Well, whatever you want it to be. You just have to hit the low number.
A high what? And an intelligence?
Elf strength and intelligence, shockingly. And then if you're a halfling, you have a high strength and dexterity. With a constitution of 9, you could be Bilbo.
Ooh, I could be Bilbo.
Now, if, however, you have a modest strength and a dex of 13 and a wisdom of 13, you could play a mystic.
Ooh, I got that.
What are they? Like 13 or above.
Fuck if I know.
I have a 13 wisdom, a 13... What
are they saying? You need a good strength, 13 dex, 13 wiz.
And a 13 strength, is that considered good enough?
Sure.
All right, I
could
be a mystic.
So 11 strength, 17.
That'll
be
an elf.
Wizard? Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, you'd be an elf.
I'm going to be a human.
All right, what's your class?
Fighter.
I've never played a mystic.
Human fighter? What are you thinking?
I don't know.
I've got to be a human fighter that doesn't touch anything, because my constitution's 4. But my strength is 17.
You put your rage.
You just put under class? What are your scores, Jay? 15,
10, 10, 12, 7, 9.
12 would be in dex. I'd go fighter.
Yeah,
I got.
I don't know what Constitution's gonna do.
It's
all hit points. It's all hit points.
Okay.
It's gonna affect.
So why doesn't he go rogue with a higher dex instead of?
Yeah. Well, you got a high strength, but you got 12 dex.
Yeah.
You go rogue. You go thief.
Thief. Sorry.
But
what's your charisma?
Even in this edition, no one gave a shit about charisma.
No paladin yet?
Nope, not in this edition.
Class.
Yep. All right, we all, Eric, you got yours picked?
The only thing I can do, 10, 9, 13, 5, 13, 11, so I guess I'm going cleric.
Hell yeah, all right.
I guess I'll be the wizard.
Well, elves cast spells, so do wizards. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, or magic users.
If you want to be I was either going to be an elf or a wizard because
not fighting man.
I've got 11,
no, this is fighter.
11, 15, 13, 10, 12, 10. Yeah, elf is a class.
Oh, well, I guess
it's race is a class in this edition. Yeah. So there's no separation between your race and your class.
So, I mean, you can be an elf, I can be a human wizard, or you can be a human wizard, and I can be an elf. It doesn't matter either way.
I'll be an elf.
Fantastic. All right. Magic user. All right, so you get to make, you can trade adjusting ability scores. You can trade 2 points from an ability score you don't want to raise your prime requisite. You don't want to raise your prime requisite by one. You perform this trade as many times as you want, as long as you not lower any ability score below 9. You cannot lower your dexterity, constitution, or charisma. You can only raise your character's prime requisite score, which is pretty restrictive. You cannot lower your dex, constitution, or charisma.
Okay. So as a fighter, if I wanted to lower my intelligence from 15 to 9, you can pump
your strength by 3.
Yeah.
All right, remind me again what the hell is strength and what and what?
Because 15 to 13. Yeah.
Tell me again what the mystic wanted. Strength something something.
Strength, dex, and whiz.
Strength of 20.
Alright, so I can burn my int.
What am I looking for beef?
Dexterity is going to be your strong one.
Can you burn one from each to be 2?
No, it's got to be 2 points off a score.
Does wisdom matter?
If you're a cleric, wisdom's also good for resisting spells cast against you. Alright, I'm going to give, because I want you to survive at least one session, I'm going to give you 2,000 experience points. You can write that on your character sheets.
2,000.
But we will deal with, there are some repercussions for that in a moment, but it says the next step is to roll for hit points, but we're going to cheat and jump ahead to something else.
Are we using these next week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Assuming we don't all die.
Our next play.
I think so. We're going to try to play.
6 months from now.
Crazy. Who's a cleric?
That'd be me.
What's your wisdom?
13.
You have a plus 5% XP bonus, so you have 2,000 experience points plus 5% of that as a bonus. Who's a fighter?
Me.
What's your strength?
20.
You can't go above 18.
What?
Coward! Cheater!
Yeah, there's not even 18.
You have intelligence of 11 now.
You're not quite the simple-minded fool you thought. So at 18, it's a plus 10%, so it gives you 2,200. All right, magic users.
16.
That's a plus 10%. Thieves.
Yeah.
What's your dex?
13.
Plus 5%. Dwarves?
Plus 5% XP.
Yeah, so just it's 2,100 XP. No dwarves. Any elves? Is your strength between 13 and 18?
No.
Then fuck you.
write that on your sheet.
Any halflings.
That's an inability. Fuck you.
All right, and mystics.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, is your, what's your strength?
13.
Plus 5%.
Nearly count strength.
That's it. All right. Okie dokie. So we're rolling for hit points, but we have to figure out your level first. Fighter, how many XP do you have?
2,200.
You are... Second level.
Second level.
All right. Cleric.
21.
You are second level.
Welcome to the big
one. Magic user.
2,200.
You are first level. Thief.
21.
You are second level.
You gotta be almost third.
Yeah.
Close to third. Only need 300 to go.
I think I'm like 200.
No dwarves because we have a bunch of cowards. And elf. You have to get 4,000 to get to second level.
You're a mage thief as an elf. That's kind of what... Your class is elf, but you're a mage thief.
Does that make you really badass, but it's really slow to progress?
And you're 21?
I am 21.
All right, you're second level.
Never level up.
Yeah, well, not with that attitude.
Wow.
Good to have you back.
All right.
Good to have you back.
So you're going to roll for hit points because this is fucking wonderful.
Love it.
Clerics, you roll a d6 for hit points. For every die you roll per level, you get to add your constitution modifier. What is your constitution? Cleric?
13.
13. You get to add one to each die you roll. Fighters! You get to roll a d8. What's your constitution?
4.
So subtract 2 from every die you roll.
You said a d8?
Yep. Sickly warrior. Magic users?
D4.
Yeah, what's your constitution?
Hey, what if I rolled a 12? 1?
Minimum dying. 1.
12?
You're dead! No, 12, no change, it's just D4. Thief?
Oh, what?
Constitution?
7.
Minus 1 on a D4. No dwarves, elves, or D6s. And what's your constitution there, Sweet Cheeks?
14.
Plus 1 bonus. And Mystic is a D6, what's your con?
Which one do I roll?
12.
You are a D6. 12, that is no adjustment.
You go below 1?
No, minimum
so
1.
You roll for each level, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's 1 minus 1 equals 1.
1.
Jesus Christ. So I have 2 hit points? Is that what we're saying?
You got 2 hit points? Hey, mine's I got 5. One more hit point than you do, and I'm a mage. Or, I'm a magic.
Whew. All right.
That's minus 1 from each roll, or just roll 2 and then minus 1 in the whole thing?
I love reach.
It's 1 for each roll. You have a range of 1 to 3.
Every level.
Huh. This is going to be an interesting game. All right. Roll for hit points. Roll for money. Give yourselves 50 gold pieces and then roll 3d6 and multiply the total you roll by 10.
So 150 is that extra gold?
Yeah, the 50 is extra gold.
All right, so I have 200. Is there a spot for gold? There it is.
We'll buy equipment later. We'll get spells later. We'll get armor class later. Yeah.
Did we go through modifiers?
We're doing that right now.
Okay.
If your strength is lower than 9, just give me a show of hands. If you're greater than 12, show of hands. All right. If you're 9 to 12, there's no adjustment. 13 to 15 is plus 1. 16 to 17, plus 2. 18 is plus
3. Nice.
And that goes... and goes... Basically, it's 2 to 3 is minus 3, 4 to 5 is minus 2, 6 to 8 is minus 1, 9 to 12, no adjustment, 13 to 15 plus 1, 16 to 17 plus 2, 18 plus 3.
So 9 is no adjustment?
Right. If you just need me to run through your scores, I can give you numbers. What do you got?
8's minus 1, right?
Yep.
And 13's plus 2?
Plus 1.
Plus 12 is plus 1.
0.
7 is a minus 1?
7 is a minus 1.
9 is a 0?
0.
Not
going to
lie.
You already got yours?
Not simple good. Modifiers. It's not something that...
Okay, so a couple things you got from your stuff. If your strength score is going to give you a bonus to your melee weapon and unarmed combat attack rolls, it also applies to your damage rolls for melee and thrown weapons and your chances to open doors. Intelligence is going to give you languages beyond common. You all speak common, but if you have a bonus in your language, you get an extra language per point of your bonus.
I can speak 3 languages.
We're not using skills in this game. Fuck that. So, and your languages can be goblin, orc, red dragon, unicorn, whatever the fuck you want it to be.
I think unicorn.
That probably sparked. Wisdom is a saving throw bonus to spells. Constitution, we already covered that. Hit points per experience level. And charisma is your reaction.
Who's Dex?
Dex applies to your attack rolls with thrown and missile weapons and your armor class.
All right.
And remember, you will or if you didn't know, you'll subtract your dexterity bonus from your armor class, because the lower the armor class, the better. If you have a penalty to your dexterity, add it to. I know it's weird, but that's how it is.
Thanks, Gary.
If your intelligence is 9 to 12, you can read and write your native languages, usually 2. If it's 13 to 15, you can read and write your native languages plus 1 additional language. I misled you, Andrew. If you're 16 to 17, you read and write your native language, and you get plus 2 additional languages. And if you're 18, you read and write native languages plus 3 additional languages. Maybe lower than that? The 9 in intelligence?
I got a question from earlier, though.
Sure.
Did you say 15 and up is plus 2?
15 is plus 1.
15 is still plus 1?
16 is plus 16. 2.
Okay. Did these numbers go up as we advance?
Nope, they're there forever.
Sucks to your ass, man.
Why did people start playing this game?
I was trying to, min-max my strength and dex because I could have stayed plus 1 and maybe gone up plus 2 on strength, but never mind.
If you want to make the adjustment, you still can.
This wasn't the
I would have undone the adjustment of like the point trading from earlier. So.
Gotcha. All right, you get to choose an alignment. There are three alignments in this game: law, chaos, and neutral.
Done.
Okay. Let's see. Alignment languages. You also speak your alignment. If you're lawful, you speak lawful. I love it.
Just imagine everyone sitting around speaking neutral. It's like just douchebag. Like boring as fuck.
Is that future helmet?
Yeah.
We have no strong opinion one way or the other.
You could choose your height and weight. I don't care about that. Dupe. We've got experience points earned. All right, cleric.
15 feet tall, 37 pounds.
Just some basic notes. You can use any armor and a shield. You can have any weapon other than edged or pointed weapons. And you have two special abilities, Turning Undead and Clerical Spells.
You're typing and shit?
Mm-hmm. Your saving throws at level 2. Going from Death Ray down, when you're ready.
Okay.
11, 12, 14, 16, 15. And I'm going to give you the Cleric goal spell list, if I can figure out where the fuck it is. Here it is.
I'm so sorry.
All right, so you've got the clerical spells you can choose. That is, it's first level clerical spells. It goes down to here. You get to choose and memorize one per day from that list. Also, because you're second level, your turn undead information. You automatically turn skeletons. You turn zombies on a 7 or higher. Ghouls on a 9 or higher. And wiggets on a whites on 11 or higher. Always call them bigots. All right, fighters.
Yo.
Hail Satan. Any armor, any shields, any weapons? There are some fighter combat options, but fuck a bunch of that.
Yeah, probably not going to live long enough.
Right. Your saving throws for your level are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
That's easy to remember.
And you got Dick for anything special. We don't care about charge for a lance.
Well, I've got 4 constitution. That's pretty special.
Well, we do have paladins and avengers as options, but that's only in this book. We're not playing that. All right, magic users. You got you covered. No armor, no shields. You can only use a dagger. But you get magical spells. Your saving throws when you're ready.
Yep.
13, 14, 13, 16, 15. Your spell book.
We can't use darts?
Nope.
Really?
Well, if DM's discretion, staff, blowgun, flaming oil, holy water, net, thrown rock, sling, and whip.
No darts in the tavern.
I have a dagger. I would okay none of those except blowgun.
Yeah, fuck the blowgun. All right.
That's some serious connotations.
Magic users greatly fear damage. All right, so I got to figure out what's in your spellbook.
I have more points than one or two of the fighters in the group.
Yeah.
What's in your spellbook? I don't know what's in your spellbook. We'll figure that in a minute. All right, thief.
Yo.
Hey, baby. All right, your starting saving throws.
Yeah.
13, 14, 13, 16, 15. I think that's the same for everybody. The good news is you have a bunch of thief special abilities. Brace yourself, gird your loins. You got some awesome shit coming.
I flip over to another sheet.
Brace and girded.
Yeah, your shit's gonna get real weird.
It's not that bad. You got open locks at 20%.
Parse that, dude.
Yeah.
You could find traps 15% of the time and remove traps also 15%. But you are a skilled wall climber, climbing walls at 88%.
So what do I need to do to open a trap? Roll a 1, 2, or a 3.
You can move silently at 25%. You can hide in shadows at 15%. You can pick some mean pockets at 25%. And you're good at hearing noise at 35%.
Good at hearing?
You hear noise, 5%, 35%.
Hear good.
All right, so you've got this thing called...
I'm sorry, what percent?
35.
So a third of the time you hear shit.
The other 2/3 of the time you're like, what?
You get this cool thing called backstabbing. If you can sneak up on a victim completely unnoticed, you may backstab. If you're using a one-handed melee weapon, but you could strike at a vulnerable point to the target's body. When backstabbing, you get a +4 bonus to the attack roll, and you do twice the normal damage. But if the intended victim sees, hears, or is warned of the thief's approach, the thief's attack is not a backstab! It is an ordinary attack, doing damage appropriate for the weapon used. Hail Satan! When the you're at 4th level, so don't worry about that. And at 10th level, you can cast spells from scrolls. Ain't that fun. No dwarves. Much
so
cowards.
1/4 of the time, I get backstab, basically.
Elf! Elf! You get fuck all. All right, so you get all armor and shields are permitted. You can use any weapons. Let's see. You get... Oh, experienced elves become more resistant to dragon breath. Isn't that curious? At 1,600,000 experience points, Mark, you automatically only take half damage from... Okay, moving on. You have infravision.
Infravision?
Yep, that allows you to see in dark, like the predator. And
that's not how the predator sees.
Oh, and you also speak all the following languages when you're ready.
All the what?
All of the following languages when you're ready.
Okay, yeah.
You speak elf.
Well, I guess I can get one more.
You speak gnoll, G-N-O-L-L. Like the grassy gnoll from which no one was killed. Hobgoblin.
Sick.
And orc. You all elves can find secret and hidden doors better than other characters. It doesn't specify how that works, so we'll figure that out on our own.
Doors, 15%.
Also, you are immune to ghoul paralysis. So if you want to get it on with a ghoul, you're not going to have to worry about being automatically stiffened. You also... You also get to cast spells, my duck. You get to cast one first level spell per day. Your saving throws when you're ready. 12, 13, 13, 15, 15. Mystic.
Yeah.
Used to be a fucking pain in the ass. You couldn't play a dwarf, could you? Alright.
No.
Your saving throws are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
And doesn't wisdom modify one of those?
Against spells. But not rod, stabs, or wands.
No, they don't have it. It just says magic stabs.
All right, you get a couple things for being a mystic at level 2.
Mm-hmm.
Your armor class is 8.
Is it still adjusted by my dexterity?
This column shows a mystic's armor class. Mystics cannot wear armor, but their ACs become lower as they gain experience due to their skill in maneuvering. I'm going to say yes.
All right, 7.
Your movement rate is 130 feet. You can make one hand attack per round. Your hand damage is 1d4 plus 1.
Or mystics like the pre-monk?
Yeah. Well, they're post-monk. They're
right,
kind of reaction to the monk. Let's see. You also have awareness. You're only surprised on a roll of 1. Mystics are also able to fight effectively without using weapons or magic. They utilize a form of unarmed combat as part of their mystical training. The discipline. Others call it martial arts.
Jeez. I use the discipline.
Okay. Your weapons count as if they're silver.
My weapons do?
Your hand attacks.
My hand is silver. Right. Alright.
And some mystics, but also especially they call acrobatics. I don't see where acrobatics come in, but well,
I'll just assume I can do everything.
Yeah, sure. Flips and shit.
Okay, that and any mystic can use the following special ability to thieves as if they were a thief at the same level. You have find traps, move silently, climb walls, and hide in shadows. You can get your numbers from Jay. All right. Wizards and stuff. One moment. Spellbooks. When a wizard or elf begins play at first level, you start with a spellbook. You both have a spellbook.
Yeah.
Yay.
The spellbook contains 2 first level spells. The dungeon master will tell you what spells you start with. Isn't that convenient? I'm going to give... You've got Charm Person and...
Me?
Yep.
Not you.
The other person.
And Sleep. And you have Magic Missile and Shield. And you guys can share in the fun of what this shit does. You guys can share that fucking shit. All right. That looks good. If your spell is reversible, you can fire it off backwards, and that's fucking awesome. We talked serious about doing it for 5th.
I want an anal.
I do that
You should have one.
I think we should have done reversible spells in fifth. I really do.
Use it with touch.
All right, so here's some equipment shit.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
You said I could memorize one per day. What's the use of it?
Once.
Once per day.
You get to fire it up one time.
But you turn on
some equipment. You guys can share that, and I'll push this over to you guys. You can share this. Get your equipment.
I don't use weapons or armor, right?
Right.
So, here you go.
All right.
I have 200 gold coins and nothing to spend on.
There are no healing potions.
So this is divine stuff now.
Only four plus one.
I'll look at it. Man, do I want a pole axe, a pole arm,
to use or not.
Or a trident?
A thief?
Yeah.
Pass it back over to me.
Can we just go to the thief page?
You just go to the thief page.
Yeah, if you don't put Dungeons and Dragons in front of it, it sounds like the most boring thing you could ever do.
But it's
replace
fun, yeah.
Some rule cycle.
Why don't they have page numbers?
Good question. When they change Magic Missile to a D4 from a D6 plus 1?
Magic Missile's always been a D4.
It's a
D6
plus 1 in here.
Oh, but that's basic D&D. They changed it for that. Is it auto hit still?
Who's that? Special ability.
No blade. Spike blade.
Piercing as well. Spikes. You have a mace?
Yeah.
Club?
Leather armor and something.
Warhammer.
Yeah.
So then now you can look.
All right, so while you guys are doing that, we will then get started when you're done.
All right, about 30 minutes.
Nope, never misses. Yeah. Hard to get a saving throw, but it does a D6 plus 1. So saving throws, we're trying to roll under that number?
Over.
Over the number. So then if my wisdom modifies against spells by 1, it would drop it by 1.
Correct.
Right. Is there an armor page, or is it just like leather armor?
20 gold pieces, and it gives you a 7 armor class.
And then modified by our dexterity going down.
So it would be a 6 for you.
I'm assuming you guys are nowhere near done, considering I just passed the only equipment sheet.
Yeah, they've got some armor there.
Yeah, I don't have much to buy, so.
So I can have plate now?
If you can afford it.
No, this is just standard.
It was 30 minutes later.
I don't know what I can buy, so I'm going to look while we start. For my Dragons and Demon Lord, I just about used that same map as in the hills outside of Crossings. I almost went that way. I went different, though.
The very first thing when we debuted D&D Next for the first time, we did a conversion of Caves of Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And not ideal.
No, it's tough.
It's tough.
Made it into a dwarf by erasing crap every day. I just retweaked his attributes and converted over.
Is Matt Lively ever going to come back?
Nah.
I ran into him at Target not too long ago, which is the only time I ever see Matt Lively is more out doing white people shit, like going to Target or at the Christmas parade.
Fucking Christmas
parade. So should I delete a little of that?
No, man. Leave it in there.
It's like ragu.
When I was a senior in high school, my AP English class, we had this reading assignment or whatever, and I was reading The Plague by Camus. And the teacher was like, all right, what are you reading? And I was like, I'm reading this book called The Plague from some guy named Camus.
Jesus Christ.
And she was like, I don't think that's right. And I like held it up, and it's the edition I had was like blood going into a drain. I was like, no, do spaghetti sauce right there. It's The Plague. She sent me to the hall.
I'm not surprised.
I was 18 years old.
I'm good.
I just need to look up something in that book, so when you're done.
What's the point of the belt? Just hand it back. Just
hold your pants up.
Yeah. To hook your belt pouch on.
Take it off and ring it around somebody's neck.
Case these halflings.
Just the right person.
Make your belt
pouch. Hand-to-hand combat where it's death and dying. There are page numbers, which is very small.
Dead.
Really, they were really small. I never saw them.
You're a fifth edition.
I don't even think there's a.
It's because they did 3 fucking columns.
We don't
have room for page numbers.
Dead in this one. I think it's dead's dead.
I think you're right. That's why I'm looking. Look at death, page 266. Let's see if I can find that number.
That's the reason I went to Warcraft 17 hit points.
There you go.
I have more of these character sheets, right?
Yes.
Everybody's going to need about 4 or 5.
Not Dan.
Right. Screw you guys. I'm going to
play a super old guy again because my constitution is so low. So I'm going to play this like super old veteran of many, many fights.
He's just. You know, really, you just can't do shit.
Yeah, it's just one more like bruise away from dying.
I am really sure that death in the campaign. If you want the campaign to behave more like fantasy stories you read or see in the movies, you might get rid of spells and magic items that bring people back to life. Really? Because this looks pretty fucking lethal. There's a whole section called Keeping Characters Alive. If you get rid of resurrection spells, you can also adopt other...
I think it's just...
For instance, when a character is reduced to 0 hit points or below in combat from death spells, he's not yet dead. He's unconscious and mortally wounded. If left untended, he will die. He must make a saving throw versus death ray every turn. He makes a first roll in the round. He drops to 0 hit points. He makes another every round. He takes additional damage and every 10 minutes, one turn in addition. If he ever fails a roll, he's dead. We're going to use that rule.
All right. So because you roll death if every time you take damage or every 10 minutes.
Yeah, that seems fair. I don't know how natural healing works. I'll look that up in a minute. But you know,
I don't think there is natural healing.
Healing rates. One hit point every 8 hours of sleep.
Where is... Oh, there it is. The order of combat. Oh, you're going to fucking love this.
We were talking about encumbrance. Two-handed sword.
I thought we agreed we weren't going to talk
about
encumbrance.
I don't think there is encumbrance. We're not useless, but I was just talking about how the two-handed sword, sometimes you win on the second round because it took you the entire first round to get your sword ready for combat.
Your speed factor was 9, if I remember right.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. I should play a super old fighter who can barely lift his two-handed sword.
Just give me a moment. My sciatica makes slugging this thing around so hard.
My nephew said
he was going to come over and hurt
on fire.
Just got to keep it in a very special place.
I have burning oil.
Doesn't it seem like
it's a magic counterproductive? Do I have magic missile or shield memorized today?
How much regular oil is not on fire costs?
Decisions.
I have to make these days.
Hey, what's the range on my knife shield? It doesn't have
it. I don't think you can throw it.
Ooh, you're not fucking Captain America.
Well, damn, we can buy a Pegasus.
Hey, I speak unicorn.
No, that's just the encumbrance that didn't have their price.
So I got like 124 gold. How much would it cost me to hire a level 1 magic user to follow me around?
Yeah, what's the retainer?
I can find that. It's in there. Like, I'm sure it's in there.
So, I'm getting,
what's another good language for you to speak? I get one more.
Ooh, camel.
Yeah.
Kobold.
Kobold.
I'm buying a camel.
Dragon.
Dude, we can use the camel to lug my 60 torches.
Nope, I'm riding the camel.
Could you please just hold one torch?
I speak of all of my...
Yeah, my dagger.
Siege equipment. I can put a ballista on.
You got your alignment language right.
A little short.
How much do you need? I got 8. I'll spare you.
So we can talk in neutral. If we get 50 gold together, we can put a ballista on top of the camel.
I offer up 8 gold for that.
How much gold?
50.
About 50.
He's 42 more.
It's got a range of 300 and does a D10 plus 6.
You can't just have it riding on the back of the camel.
Why not?
You could take it off the camel.
Did you write this game too, Rob?
And assemble it.
Did you write these rules?
Fire it.
Can we not build something to mount it on the back of the camel?
Can we just tow it behind the camel?
But it doesn't have wheels.
But I've got an idea.
Because
the
platform.
If the ballista is 50 gold, couldn't we spend another 50 gold to build a saddle type mount?
No, we have a spare 100.
I think you're second level. Or first level.
I've got 124 gold. Oh, we
Saul.
Oh, see, yeah, we should make that happen.
Yeah,
I offer up my 8 gold to that thing.
Camels are 100?
Uh-huh.
We could buy 2 camels and then mount an MVP.
Yeah, shit.
Wait, is one camel riding the other camel?
Yeah,
it's a lot of humps.
It's in the middle.
Just shoot the camel out of the bullet. Yeah.
Weapon mastery chart.
No, not worry about that. We're not using skills.
Okay.
All right, what are we playing again? Rules Cyclopedia?
Rob's Heartbreaker.
I'm ready. I'm just writing down stuff up there. We're good.
I'm waiting on natural healing. That's all.
Oh, shit. I can't see the page number, so I can't find it.
I'm really bummed we're not doing that. Ballista camel sandwich.
Here's all the extra character sheets in case anyone
You know what's funny is I had a like a BX character that I rolled up and never played with named Built. And when we were moving, it was on this character sheet and everything. And I was like, I should hold on to this guy because he's going to be one of my flail snails guys. And I just never used him. And then I tossed it like a day ago when I was setting my office up.
Yeah.
And then Rob's like, yeah, we're going to play Rule Cyclopedia. Fuck.
Like, oh my god! Anything.
It's like well, throw away everything.
Become a hoarder.
I don't know where it is.
No, thank you. Our AC is determined by our armor and our dexterity
AC
modifier.
Is a 10.
Right.
Armor
right.
Minus a dex plus minus shield. That's 10.
And
what
so,
did you get?
So would I do the subtract the minus one to my AC from my knife shield?
I'll look that up.
Because in the it's technically a weapon, and the weapons table doesn't give you the AC modifications.
Does it say in the there's a paragraph about every single item on that list? So in that paragraph, it probably tells you.
Wow, I can't believe there is not a section in here that says taking damage.
There's no healing. You just keep taking damage until you die. And you got a cleric. What do you do? You cast one heal spell a day?
One heal spell a day. Yeah.
Can you turn undead?
Yep. You can.
You automatically turn skeletons.
Fuck a skeleton.
Need loot for that.
Oh shit, we have to do Thaco, and then we'll be ready to go.
The what you have to roll
take
to hit.
Armor class 0, Thaco.
Thaco, 2 hit armor class 0.
Alright, so I'm not able to find this. It might be in here somewhere, but I'm now out of fucks.
Give it back, I'll look.
So we're going to fake of tables. All right, I think all of you, because you're first level...
I'm second level.
And you're within the bounds of first to third.
Mm-hmm.
Your numbers are the same. So you might have a... Do you have a grid on your sheet at the bottom?
Yeah.
AC to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so what's the highest number in that line?
Nine?
Okay. So all of you... Here's how it works. You're going to write... From 9 to 0, you're going to write 11 through 20. Now, if you have a strength of, like, plus 1, you're going to reduce that number by 1.
So I should reduce it by 3?
So, like, for melee attacks, you go down. Actually, just roll. Just don't add anything to it. Just write down 9 is 11, 8 is 12, 7
right.
is 13, 6
zero
is 14, 20. And so on.
That's everybody?
That's everybody. And then when you're rolling your attack, you're gonna roll a d20, add your strength modifier or dex modifier based on what you're using, and then you find that number to see what on that the total number on the list.
Right.
What's going below 9 now?
11. Start
and
there.
And
20.
Yeah.
So what is under 0?
A 20.
20. You should ascend by 1 for every chunk.
Right, and the lower, remember, the lower the AC, the better.
Harder to hit.
I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Nice.
It goes 10 to 19 at 0, 20 at negative 1. Sorry. So just plus 1 to all of those numbers.
Unless you wrote in a pen.
Unless you wrote in a pen, in which case you're fucked. You're a normal
minus
man.
One. Did you say plus 1 to all?
Yeah, it's minus 1. They should all go down by 1. Minus 1.
Yeah.
Really bothers me. I can't figure out how you heal in fucking this.
Did you look at the armor?
No, that's all right.
No problem. Damn talking people.
I'm sure it's like one hit point per day.
And then based on...
You're a con mod, maybe?
It wouldn't be that complicated.
Okay. It's definitely not much more forgiving.
No, yeah.
So this is like defense, basically?
No, that's... So what's your character strength bonus?
Plus 1.
Okay. So grab a d20. Roll a d20. Add 1 to it.
All right. 6.
Does 6 show up anywhere on that chart?
On that AC?
Yep.
Or on the to hit?
On the to hit.
It's on the numbers you wrote in.
Well, everybody wrote in 10 to 19.
Right, so you're going to be a miss. Yeah. Guaranteed. Now, if you roll again and you get a 16, find the 16 on that thing, and it tells you what armor class you hit.
You'll hit armor class 3 or better, or 3 or worse.
Right.
Oh, that sucks. like two or less.
It's very weird, but so, in the heyday, I was able to, we were able,
after you played for years,
you were able to just know what your to hit armor class zero was, and you were able to do the math. In your
found damage to magic items.
How would that affect our camel if we did decide?
If we enchanted like our camel.
My armor class is 3.
Okay.
So somebody has to roll an 18
or better to hit you.
A typical monster.
All right, yes.
16.
Would have to
17.
Well, it depends. 16. Monsters have different numbers based on their hit dice. So a typical monster with up to one hit die would have to roll a 16 or better to hit you. But a monster with 11 plus to 13 hit dice will have to roll a 6.
Only have to roll a 6.
Because they're stronger.
Ooh, there's a section on immortals. PCs becoming immortals. We should work towards that.
You could. Level 36. Once you get there, we're gold.
Still,
yeah, but
there's no good like, damage to us until I
that's it. Like years to reach level 36 because you start getting into the millions upon millions of hit points needed or experience points needed.
All right, are you ready to go?
Old man Gold's ready to go.
Let's take a moment to tell us who you are. Dan, tell us about your character.
I am Rock Breaker, and I am a dwarf, red bearded, mohawk over the top, tattoos on his face. Gut hanging out from all the crevices in his plate mail, big shield with a boulder on the front of it, and a battle axe over his shoulder.
Level
2, and he doesn't take any gruff off anyone, or himself, or whoever you say.
Shit the bed.
Yes.
All right, we have Rockbreaker, red haired dwarf extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are, my friend.
I'm Jig, and I'm playing a thief.
Deep immersion.
You look like an idiot next to the dwarf.
All right, Jig. I've got two hit points. I dropped my taco in the fryer. Oh, I'm dead. All right. What are you doing? What do you got there, Potts?
I am Dink Dervish, the level 1 elf. I'm wearing plate mail because I can afford it. Apparently, I'm moderately wealthy elf.
You're well appointed.
Can you cast?
Yeah, because elves. Oh. That's why they have 4,000 experience points to hit level 2.
Fire mages.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
All right, Kitten, what you got?
I am Willard, the level 1 human mage.
Jaeger, human cleric.
All right.
And I'm going to be playing Old Man Gold. He's a very ancient fighter, veteran of many battles, each one lost more horribly than the one before.
Nice. Okay.
Help me, please.
Screw you, old man. Let's go.
Okay.
You met at the keep on the borderlands, not far from where you are right now. And there, the Baron Crispin had sent out a call for adventurers to go and contend with this problem. A bunch of the farms that skirt this keep on the borderlands have been raided by evil humanoids. Evil humanoids include gnolls and kobolds and goblins and a variety of other terrible creatures that are savage and backwards and evil and wicked and all that stuff. And chaotic, most importantly. They've been raiding these farmsteads and dragging people off for who knows what ends. There are other rumors that there is a cult of evil chaos based in the nearby foothills, and the Baron believes the cult might be responsible for all the trouble that is affecting his lands, based at the keep on the borderlands. So you have been hired for 100 gold pieces apiece, seems excessive, but whatever, to go forth and find out if there is this cult of evil chaos, and if you find them, put them to the sword. However, he wasn't born yesterday. You must bring back proof that there either you have to prove a negation that there is no cult, or you have to bring back some sign of these guys that you have dealt with them.
We're getting paid up front.
No.
Come on, my camels.
You ride your camels across the borderlands.
incentive to survive now.
A camel. Camel
and all its toes.
All the truth.
Love camel toes.
Missile attacks are not normally effective within 5 feet. The target must be tied down, grabbed by another character, or held by magic. Otherwise, you can't shoot at him.
Which one, what?
You can't fire a missile weapon at somebody within 5 feet of you unless they're tied down
right.
by someone else.
Ah, ah,
6 feet. Good, though.
Yeah, 6, you're good.
5 feet, 6 inches, you're totally safe.
Sorry, aim carefully, young man.
All right, so you have gone and you have visited some of these farmsteads surrounding the keep on the borderlands, and you have found the absence of farmers, their children, and other loved ones, which has led you deeper into the borderlands.
Free real estate.
And you come to a line of hills. There is a valley between two largish hills, and this valley is largely forested. There are stands of trees here and there. The hills kind of roll around the sides. But you're tracking, which none of you have tracking abilities, but you're looking at, from eyewitnesses, it seems a source of the trouble stems from this valley and the caves that dimple the slopes to either side. Now, you can't see any caves from where you are. You're approaching this valley, and there are, as I mentioned, there are a bunch of deciduous and coniferous trees that are all gathered in the midst of this depression between these two high hills. More trees blanket the slopes, concealing, potentially, caves. It's quiet. It's dark. The 19 moons of Maklamaka. No, no.
Are we playing in Greyhawk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 3 moons of Greyhawk are high in the sky in various levels of waxing and waning.
What day of the year is it?
I don't know.
The Greyhawk calendar is ridiculous.
But it does track very well that every day it does get a point warmer or a point colder once you cross over. It's really nice. It's really nice.
You can't have a meaningful campaign if strict time records aren't kept.
That's correct. And also, you have to have a very clear understanding of the trees that are different in the world of Greyhawk as opposed to the trees that are found on our planet.
It's true.
Because there's a whole section of trees. It's true.
Yeah, so evidently you don't take damage in this game.
Okay, well, we're gonna treat it as you drop to zero. You make saving throws versus death rays every round. When you first drop to zero, if you fail that saving throw, you die. And then if you take any damage while you're down, you make the saving throw again. If you fail, you die. And every turn, which is 10 minutes, if you fail this, you make the saving throw again, or then you die. We're going to use an... There are skills in this game, and there's a healing skill. We'll just say that you guys can attempt to bind wounds and stabilize your allies. That will require a successful wisdom roll, which
I'm
means you
that right now.
Roll under your wisdom.
Okay, so a successful skill roll allows a character to restore 1d3 hit points to a wounded character. Related skills, like veterinary healing, allow similar treatments to animals.
Like camels?
Yes.
And
this
toes.
Skill cannot be used on wounded character more than once for the same set of wounds. If the character receives new wounds, however, you can use the skill again.
Yeah, we're not doing that because of the whole problem of tracking. I took 5 points damage, which is one wound, 6 more points damage in a separate wound, and in your case, any damage is all the wounds.
If a healer rolls a natural 20 when using this skill, he accidentally inflicts 1d3 points of damage to the patient. He may not treat that set of wounds again.
See, I can heal you for a d3, and then
that's
I can stab you for a
entry
point
for healing
for
another
d3.
Right. Okay.
Gambling against the odds on that one.
Yeah.
So the valley's before you. It's dark. There are clouds that are approaching, a storm coming from the west. The moons are still visible, however, but there are threads of vapor in the sky. Stars are bright and sparkly. Trees are swaying lightly in the breeze. The hills wrap around this valley. What do you do?
Camp for the night?
Coward!
I think we should send the thief.
I'll just unpack here.
This episode has been brought to you by Against the Shadow, a new board game from Schwalbe Entertainment coming to Kickstarter this May.